Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church. I ask that you would rise to hear the good news.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as you were told.
Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Please join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletins. We no longer need to respond with fear to the realization that the tomb stands empty. Jesus has risen.
Jesus has risen for us all.
Jesus lives so we may have new life.
Jesus has risen and we live in him.
Jesus is risen.
Jesus is risen indeed.
And please join us in our opening hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. It is in your United Methodist hymnal, number 302. We're going to sing verses 1 through 4.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Please join me in the opening prayer that is printed also in your bulletin. God, just as you raised Jesus from the dead, you offer us new and transformed lives in the risen Christ. We rejoice and give thanks for this good news, which has been handed down to us from generation to generation. May we be witnesses of the resurrection, sharing your promise of forgiveness and grace with all people. This is your doing, O God. It is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. And if I could have all of the children come up, we're going to do a really quick children's sermon.
Come on up. Just have a seat anywhere. Need some help there? There you go.
All right, guys. What is today?
Easter.
Absolutely, it's Easter. And one thing that I want to talk today about is the tomb, where they put Jesus. Because what happened when they went on Sunday morning? Was Jesus in there? He was not. Was the tomb empty? It was empty. Well, I agree with you. It was empty. But I want to give you a little something else to think about today. And I have these special eggs. And the first one, can somebody read what that says? Faith. So first thing I want you to do is think about you going to the tomb. And you are not like those ladies we just talked about. They didn't know what was going to happen, but we do. So we have faith, right? If you go to that tomb with faith, is it really empty? I challenge you to think that maybe that tomb is full of love, and that tomb is full of joy, and you said it, the last one, that tomb is full of
hope.
Absolutely. So, yes, the tomb was empty. Jesus wasn't there. But guess what he left for us? He left for us love and joy and hope. And that's what I want you to remember this Easter Sunday, okay? Let's say a quick prayer. Dear Lord, bless every one of these children here today. Help them always know the special significance of this day. Amen.
Amen.
Who would like some jelly beans?
Don't be shy. As they are making their way back, you can turn your hymnals to number 310 for our prayer hymn, He Lives. Amen. It is beautiful to be able to sing that song together and just hear what it means to each and every one of us. As we come through our time of prayer, I just want to give you a heads up. There's going to be a time in each of these different prayers, I'm going to say, the tomb stands empty, and I expect you to respond with the understanding that you know He lives, and say that with some energy. So let us go to prayer before our Lord. Let our voices ring out to rejoice with all our hearts. Let us offer our prayers and thanksgiving with one voice, calling out the good news. The tomb stands empty. We pray for all faithful people, for every human soul that turns to God in longing and in love, today and every day. Pull us out of our graves and into your life. The tomb stands empty.
We look for our Redeemer among the living. Jesus Christ is alive and among us today.
We pray for the nations of the earth, for those in authority and for those under authority. Come from the four winds, O breath of life, and we shall live together in peace as the tomb stands empty.
We look for our Redeemer among the living. Jesus Christ is alive and within us today.
We pray for those who are sick or suffering, for anyone who needs extra help just now. We pray especially for those in our community and close to our hearts. Living Lord, renew them in your love. The tomb stands empty.
We look for our Sustainer among the living. Jesus Christ is alive and with us today.
We pray for those who have died and for all who mourn, those who we do not know as well as those who we can name and miss dearly. Eternal One, bring them home and gather them in. The tomb stands empty. With joy and grateful hearts, we give thanks for the triumph of life over death, offering special thanks for those joys, sorrows, challenges, and delights that have amazed us in this past year. The tomb stands empty.
We look for our Creator among the living. Jesus Christ is alive and in our hearts today.
Holy One, even before we call, you answer. While we are yet speaking, you hear. We offer up these prayers in the name of the risen Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. And all of God's people said, Amen and Amen. It is good to be in this house of God with you on this Easter Sunday. Easter is so special because it gives us the full story. It enlivens us and awakens us to who we are as the body of Christ. It is us as the church that continues this message to the world around us. It is through our offerings and our gifts that make us to be able to be the church in our communities. Also to mention today, as we're receiving offering, we're receiving an extra offering for our Vacation Bible School. If that's something you are led to give to, there are ways to do that as well. With that, ushers, would you please wait upon us? Please join me in this prayer of dedication. God of the victory of life over death, on this glorious Easter Sunday, we rejoice in the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless our giving and help us discover the transformative power of the living Jesus in our lives. In the holy name of our risen Savior, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Four years ago, just a few weeks before Easter 2020, everything we had taken for granted came to a screeching halt when the reality of the severity of the coronavirus was revealed. Leaders across the country were scrambling to make quick decisions to stop all public gatherings and ask everyone to stay home. The news of quarantine had us all amazed and at some level afraid. We went from a 14-day quarantine to 30 days to a couple of months and for some even more. Our fears and hunger for understanding what was going on fueled varying opinions on what to do to be saved from this disease. We struggled with who and what to believe. Do we believe COVID-19 is deadly? Do we believe masks and social distancing help? Many of us were afraid to share what we thought because we knew others strongly believed differently. And we didn't want to upset anyone, especially those who were close to us. It seemed as though everything about our lives had changed with this news about a virus on the rise. And we didn't want to deal with it. We just wanted to be silent, and as much as we wanted to just crawl into a hole, well, we couldn't. We each had to face the reality of this revelation for ourselves. Our churches had to decide our response. We had to change our way of worshiping. We had to overcome our fear of change and offer parking lot worship or online worship. I myself had to overcome the uncomfortable feeling of preaching to an empty room into a camera for a while. We all had to accept that our church worship service, even our Easter celebration, wouldn't be like it was. Friends, as we all know, the pandemic didn't just impact the church. It impacted everything and everyone across the globe for a time. This big of a disruption of life as we knew it caused fear when we were unsure of what to do or what to believe. During that time, it became clear to me how we respond to our fear impacts our future and the future of those around us. Well, friends, the first Easter morning was a disruption in life. Not only on a global scale, but a cosmic one, if you will. The revelation of the risen Jesus changed everything for all time. It wasn't easy news to come to grips with or to accept as something that has life and death consequences. The news of the empty tomb generated fear before celebration. This is clear from the reaction of the women at the empty tomb. Mark described it like this: "Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid." Well, as much as we may not like it, this news of the risen Jesus still creates fear, frustration, and conflict in our world today. But it has the potential to create freedom, security, and joy that can be celebrated. To move forward in celebration with the risen Jesus, we have to face our fear to find the joy in the Lord and faith to proclaim it. How can we overcome our fear to accept and share the good news of the empty tomb? That's what I'd like to explore today. Mark ended his gospel with this news of Jesus rising from the dead being silenced by fear. But we know the women's silence didn't last, or we wouldn't be gathering together today. They overcame their fear, accepted what was revealed to them, and shared the news. Let's give them some credit, shouldn't we? Now we have over 2,000 years of the history of believers to lean on when we speak out and say, we believe a man has been raised from the dead. These women just witnessed Jesus die a horrible death. He was bruised, bloodied, and lifeless when they watched his body be placed in the tomb. They weren't anticipating resurrection. They were anticipating a funeral after the Sabbath. No wonder they were trembling with fear when they left the empty tomb. They might be wondering, should they believe he really rose from the dead? And we're not talking about a revived body here. He was risen, whole and holy. Who would believe them? Are you sensing the courage these women must have had? Overcome their fear? How did they do it? Well, I think we can just look back a few verses to the beginning of their journey to the tomb and see how they did it and how we can too. Mark wrote, When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" Now, when we read Scripture, we can't just read the words. We have to bring the characters to life. These are real women with real thoughts, feelings, dreams, and hopes. They had families who they cared for and wanted the best for them. They had become intrigued by a man named Jesus who taught with authority about a new kingdom. This man, Jesus, had convinced them that he was more than a prophet, that he was indeed the Son of God. His followers identified him as the Messiah, the one who would save God's people and reign over them. They believed this about Jesus and were amazed by his teachings. But more than that, they made a personal connection with him. They loved him. Now read that text again in your minds and consider that the men closest to Jesus were scattered and hiding. These women probably hadn't slept since they saw Jesus placed in the tomb. They had been planning Jesus' funeral, and because they knew how quickly bodies decayed in their environment, they had to get to him as soon as they could. It wasn't until they were on their way that they had this thought about the fact that they may not be able to even get into the tomb. They were determined to care for Jesus. No, not determined. They were devoted to Jesus. Their devotion didn't stop after they witnessed the empty tomb. I believe that's what pushed them past any hesitancy to share what they believed was true. The same can be true for us. We can gain confidence through our commitment to Jesus. You see, we overcome our fears by being devoted to Him. Spending time with the risen Jesus, well, it takes some creativity and some open-mindedness and commitment. He is with us. He is with us in spirit through the Holy Spirit. He is with us in His teachings in the gospel. He is with us through all the New Testament writers' words. As we sung earlier, He is with us when we invite Him to walk and talk with us. Because Jesus is risen, and we have to seek Him out. The women sought after Jesus, even in the tomb. Mark said this about the arrival at the tomb. When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Now first, let's think about this. God didn't need to move the stone to free Jesus, the risen Jesus, from the tomb. We know this because later we find out Jesus appeared to His disciples who were behind locked doors. The stone was moved so whoever would come looking would be able to look in. In this case, it was the women who showed up at the tomb. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I would have gone in. That would have taken a little bit for me. But the women did. Their devotion to Jesus led them to seek after Him. But it was their curiosity that urged them to find out more. To grow in our confidence in the risen Jesus, we stay curious to see what Jesus wants to show us. Do we think we have it all figured out? Do we think we have enough of what Jesus wants to show us? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you there is always more. There's always more. And the more we experience, the more curious we become. You know, curiosity may kill the cat, but it brings life to those who seek more of Jesus. Now, sometimes what Jesus shows us brings us peace, and other times it can alarm us, as it said about these women. Either way, it is something Jesus wants to show us, to move us forward in our faith. It is okay to be alarmed by what we discover that Jesus wants us to see or to know, but we can't run off before we hear all that Jesus wants to reveal. The women were alarmed. Thanks be to God, they stayed long enough to hear and listen to God's messenger who said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, but go. Tell his disciples and Peter he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. It's here in the empty tomb, where we have a decision to make that allows us to move forward to truly celebrate Jesus and the resurrection. Before Jesus' death, if we remember, his disciples didn't want to believe it when Jesus told them he would suffer and die and rise again. It didn't make sense to them. They couldn't accept it. But here in the empty tomb, the women who were looking for Jesus' dead body to prepare it for a proper burial didn't find it. Why? Well, because Jesus had been raised, just like he told them. Nothing Jesus said or did holds any true value for us unless we can also accept that he is risen. Jesus' birth, ministry, and death on the cross mean nothing without the resurrection. Victory over sin and death comes by the cross and through Jesus rising from the dead. This truth has been revealed to us. To move forward with celebration, we accept God has the power to do what has been revealed. Are we ready to celebrate? Accepting this truth of Jesus being raised from the dead gives us hope for what that means for us. He promised us new life in Him, even now, through our transformation through the Holy Spirit. And then also eternal life with Him and all else who believe. Are we ready to celebrate? If we are, who do we have to thank for us being here? Who told us about the empty tomb? None of us would know anything about it if fear had kept the women from telling the disciples and Peter as the messenger told them to do. They accepted what was revealed and then they ultimately responded with faith instead of holding on to that fear. We are ready to celebrate when we have faith in what is revealed and we can share it. Friends, let's celebrate. Let's find renewed confidence by deepening our devotion to Jesus. Let's stay curious to see what Jesus wants to bring into our lives. Let's accept that God's power will indeed accomplish all that has come to light through Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection. And let's share our faith in the risen Jesus. You see, the women at the tomb may have been the first witnesses, but we are today's witnesses. Because today and every day, we can celebrate that Jesus Christ is risen today. Amen? Amen. Friends, I am excited about the reality that we get to join at the Lord's table. It is here that we receive the invitation. It is here that we come to the table recognizing our need of a Savior. It is here that we meet Jesus. We meet His presence within this sacrament. That is what we believe here at the United Methodist Church. We believe that Jesus is present with us. So enjoy His presence today. But as we come to the table, let's first take a moment of silence recognizing that we don't always come to the table without some things that we need to lay aside before we come to the table. Just take a moment with silence and just share with the Lord that you know you have not always been who He created you to be. While we were yet sinners, God sent Jesus to us, for us. By this we know of God's love is boundless. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we are forgiven. Amen. Always remember the Lord is present with us. As we think about why we come to this table, recognizing that the Lord has come for us, that we were in need of a Savior, we have to go back and be thankful for all that God has done to bring us to this point. Throughout Lent, we talked about how God was coming for us because of a desire for a relationship. We talked about the chaos to a covenant that we learned through Noah. We talked about going from covenant to relationship through the story of Abraham. And we talked about relationship to intimacy, how we grow closer and closer as we recognize that we've been created in the image of God. And we go from our intimacy to our call. And ultimately, we are going from our mindfulness to being motivated in our relationship with Jesus Christ through a new covenant that Jeremiah first spoke of. He told us there would be a new covenant that would be imparted and put onto our hearts and our minds that we would truly know from the depths of our own soul that we are loved by God and restored. It is Jesus who gathered around His table of the Passover meal with His friends, and He was showing them that in their story, the story that brought them out of Egypt to redeem them from slavery, it was by the blood of the Paschal Lamb that was sacrificed on them that they were redeemed and saved. It was through the blood of Jesus that He connected that same type of revelation to them at the table. So when they were during their Passover meal, He took the bread and He broke it. Instead of their normal blessing and everything, He asked for a blessing from God. And then He said to His disciples, "This is My body which is broken for you. Now as often as you take of it, do this in remembrance of Me." Bringing that memory to the present, in the presence of Christ. And then after the supper, He took the cup. And as tradition and their fourth cup of their meal of the Passover, they would be reminded of Elijah. And said Elijah would be coming and bringing a Messiah. And at the meal, Jesus took that cup. And He said, This is the cup of My blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink of it, do this in remembrance of Me. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. And on these gifts of bread and cup, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by His blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And all of God's people said, Amen. The table has been set. We'll be receiving the elements in the pews. I ask that you, once you have received the bread or the cup, to hold it. And we'll take it all together individually as they are each passed out. And we'll do that as the one body of Christ together. This is the body of Christ that gives us joy to be able to live in the world every day, praising God for the risen Jesus. Take and eat. This is the blood of Christ, which has been poured out for each and every one of us and many more. Take and drink. Let us pray. Amazing God, we are so grateful. We have come to celebrate the risen Lord. Lord, it is in you that we have life. And through this meal, you have shown us your presence, that it is with us every day, but in a special way through this sacrament. Lord, we are grateful, and our joy is in you. Amen.
Please stand as you are able for our closing hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns. It's in the hymnal number 327. We're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
He is risen indeed. Happy Easter, and enjoy your time today, and go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.